You'll probably have found it by now, but there's a rather nice little seat up here where you can sit and maybe have a drink and enjoy the view. But eventually it's time to move on, and what we need to do is to take the track which runs down to the left of that rather nice lodge that is up here. Quite fancy living in it myself, to be honest, but we'll head down the track and it will gradually go downhill and take us down actually into Revo itself. Just before the path starts to go more steeply downhill, you'll have woods on both sides. You may see over on the right hand side that there's a little pathway that leads up to an area where, in fact, almost certainly one of the monastic granges stood. A grange was basically a farm that belonged to the abbey or priory in question. If, in fact, if anywhere on a map you see the word grange, unless it's a sort of modern day affectation, the chances are that it was on the site of a monastic farm of that kind. And in the Middle Ages, granges such as these were initially run by the lay brothers that I mentioned before. So they did the farming and what have you. Now, we associate, I think, the Cistercians with sheep, and Revo was no exception. I think that at its heyday, it had over 15,000 sheep in its possession. But this wasn't a sheep farm up here. This was much more the sort of home farm for the abbey. So they grew the veg and the cereal that they needed to eat on a daily basis. Don't forget that they were vegetarians, so they didn't eat meat. So they needed lots of veg and corn and what have you. So we'll carry on down this track. Now, actually, this is, although the views here are somewhat obscured by the coniferous trees on the left-hand side, you do actually get some lovely little glimpses of the valley through it. But also there's one or two of my favourite bits down here, because this was part of the industrial powerhouse, I suppose, that Revo was, because it was here that some of the stone that was used for the building of the abbey was quarried. And you know, this place was given to the monks, the Cistercian monks, by Walter Le Spec, and then added to by other donors. And in a way, it had all the things that it needed here, because you had the wood that they needed for their buildings. You had a good supply of stone here. You also had the river Rye, which was quite useful, clearly, for supplying water for the abbey, but also for sort of floating things up and down and delivering them. So you had this site here, but you had most of the raw materials that you needed around here to work it. And you had the manpower in the form of the lay brothers that I mentioned. Trouble with the lay brother situation was that as time went on in the Middle Ages, people weren't quite so keen on becoming lay brothers, especially after the Black Death in the 14th century sort of altered the labour market. And so places like this, the Cistercians had to go away perhaps from using lay brothers to using hired labour, and ultimately actually to leasing their farms out. And that eventually is what happened here. This area over on the right is known as Griff. Griff, I think, was actually a Viking word originally, meaning gully. So we'll carry on down the track here, and we'll look out on the right-hand side for the first of a couple of quarries down here that the builders of Revo actually used. Well, it's a little bit overgrown, but if you look through to the right as you walk down the path, you should see the remains of a couple of quarries that I mentioned earlier. These were used in the building of Revo Abbey. The main quarry for the initial construction of Revo was for a few miles to the north of the abbey, and it provided a sandstone that was pretty suitable for everyday building. The quarries that we're walking past here are actually an oolitic limestone with a high quartz content. It all sounds very technical, but I mean, the main thing about it was that it was a good quality stone, and it was more suitable for high quality work. And it's believed that parts of the choir of the abbey church at Revo and parts of the refectory were built using stone from these two quarries here. When you get to the bottom of the track, you'll come to a road. We need to turn left and go along this road, and it's the last part of the walk, and it will take us up to Revo Abbey. Need to be a little bit careful here, as there is a little bit of traffic that goes along, so just be aware as you walk along that there may be cars coming towards you and behind you.